8-20-42,
got your customer conduct. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm a regular rider that refuses to wear a mask every time, and he's caused several fights before. I've asked him several times to put the mask on over his face because of that, and he continues to refuse.
Okay, so hit the mask refusal and go about your way. We do not enforce mask.
The mandate of the Oregon governor says we have to, and that is the mandate of that.
I'm instructing you as your supervisor that we are not enforcing a mask.
I understand that. It's an OSHA violation.
I am aware of all the regulations. Believe me, I am. But as TriMet, the OSHA regulation pretty much falls to the employees, and we cannot be fined for what people choose to do, because they could have a medical exemption and they do not have to share it with us. So we can only politely offer them a mask, but they do not. I repeat, they do not. Are going to be mandatory for them to wear it. And I am sorry that you are in this position, but we are not enforcing
it. He has caused several fights on my bus because of it. I'm just making this note that it's a violation of OSHA regulation according to the Oregon governor's mandate. So noted in this log, in case I get a sip, I'm not taking this on me. I've already had one sip on this because of this violation.
Okay, and please note down, 1853, that's the time you called it in, and your supervisor has told you that we are not enforcing the mask. The SOP states that if someone refuses to wear a mask, you just press the mask refusal button message and go about your way. I understand that he has caused lots of disturbances on your bus in the past, but we don't deal with past behavior. We deal with current behavior. And so you've offered him a mask. Great. Now just don't engage him anymore, okay?
2042 out.
Have a good night. And please don't be upset. You have a little bit longer to go. Don't have this ruin your night. I wish you the best, and if you need anything, please call us. We're clear at 1854.